I do want to start with a man who's captured the imagination. He's guided Ariane Titmus to one of the great feats in Australia's Olympic history, and he's become something of a cult figure in the Lori Lawrence style. So to Tokyo we go ahead of this final session on day four. The coach of Ariane Titmus is Dean Boxall. Dean, great to have you on SEN and congratulations.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thank you very much for having me. I hope it's a beautiful day there in Australia because it's a little bit of a typhoon coming here, I believe. It's raining, a bit windy, but it's good to be up and get going on the heat session. Or the final sessions, actually. Yes. We've got a final session this morning.
Batten down. Hey, Dean, Ariane is on the front and back page of every paper in the country, but you're the king of the memes and the GIFs. How aware are you of the stir that you've created back home?
No, what people have been telling me. I don't have Instagram or social media. I've got Facebook, but I'm off it. So I'm not really seeing much, but people are just sending me sort of messages and, some of my friends around the world. And, I didn't think it'd go like this. I try to hide, actually. Like, I know that I get quite passionate, so I was upstairs trying to hide so no one could see me because I need to have my moment watching the race, but somehow they found me.
There's a bit of Lori Lawrence to it, Dean, as you'd know the history of these things reasonably well.
Yeah, look, I love Lori. Lori has been a very big supporter of me, and he comes to the pool to watch the guys train. He's always sending me sort of motivational clips and, you know, always poking me or poking the bear, trying to get me motivated. And every week he sends me something, you know, that he's, you know, if he was coaching against me, he would flog me. He just keeps sending me stuff. He just keeps sending me stuff. So it's fantastic. Even to be put in the same light as him, mate. That is the absolute honour.
With just a little bit of time to let it settle, how would you describe the emotions that were tied into yesterday?
Yeah, that's going to... I actually thought about it on the bus when I had my own moment, just going home with Arnie. And it's quite interesting, actually. I think I'll always remember that feeling of what happened when I saw her actually execute that race to perfection. And when I saw it start to unfold on our favour, when we took a bit of the advantage, I will always probably could sit down and play that memory in my head. And then I couldn't actually, like, I wasn't in anything about tears at that stage. But when I went downstairs to see her walk out and get that gold medal. Lucky I had a mask on. I would have looked shocking. I was actually quivering. The last time I quivered like that, I was watching the Green Mile. So it was, it was such a wonderful mixture of emotions. Actually, I still don't believe that it's done because you move on so quickly at these Olympics because of the change in the heats and the finals. Like, as soon as it's done, I had to try and be quite emotionless for her so she could move on to the 200. But she knew that I was crying.
Yes.
She saw it. She goes, "You're crying. You're crying." That's when she was hugging me. I have to probably really, when this is all over in quarantine, I'll have 2 weeks to really probably write down my emotions, I think.
So what is it, Dean? What's stitched into it? Satisfaction, exhilaration? I mean, only you and Ariane will know fully how much went into it. So what is the surge when you see a plan coming together?
Now, that's 5 years. Like, what people don't understand is they'll watch that race and, and I just hope that everybody enjoyed it. Because that was an absolute battle. That's probably one of the races of the Olympics. And we knew that it was probably going to be. They were hyping this up for a long time. We had NBC come out to our pool in Brisbane. They knew that this was going to be pep to be the big race. For 5 years, you've got to evolve your training methods and progressive overload with your trainer to even have a thought of trying to execute a race like that. But like, we weren't in that game or that point of even executing that a couple of years ago. So it just had to, we had to keep flowing and evolving training, and she had to get stronger. She had to get faster. She had to get, basically the confidence coming with it, through winning and failing in sets and then beating the sets that I prescribed for her. And, it was just, it was like the right time. I think it was a year ago. I don't think we could have done it because she was still a girl changing. You know, she's 20 now. She's put things in order in her life at the moment, and she's just blossomed. So it's just come at the right stage. I don't know if I'm articulating this properly, yep. But that's how it's come through. Like, it's 5 years. Like, for us to actually execute that race plan, we couldn't have done that in Guangzhou in 2019. There was a different race plan because that was only what we believe could have been done at that stage. Like, if you watch that race carefully, like, for a girl to have that much composure, Katie went out, and it just, the gap just started to widen, and Arnie just kept composed. It was just amazing. She just kept composed in that pressure situation. Like, it's hard for me to explain to the Australian audience how much pressure that situation is at the Olympics. It's actually amazing. If someone can explain it in a different way, what sort of pressure is, you can make $1 million.
The driving force that Ledecky has been for swimming and for Ariana, and clearly for you. So if we let our minds wander a little bit, it's not dissimilar to Rocky putting the photo of Drago up on the mirror and training day on day on day. How much of what you've done together has been so specifically targeted to bringing down the queen of the pool?
I probably started. The belief probably started. Well, we probably planted the seed in 2017 that, this could be a shot. But as I said, you really need to evolve a lot of things. And I love Rocky, and I always mention Rocky. I used to play Rocky music. We love the underdog. People were telling us we're the favourites, but we always knew that we're the underdog. You know, it's the first Olympics. This girl's the Olympic champion. She's a world record holder. She's regarded as the GOAT. Everybody knows how dominant she is. You know, for us to even be considered a potential winner of this event, we just took it on as like, oh, mate, how good is this? You know, pressure's a privilege. So it was, it definitely was the Rocky story for us, and that's how we took it. But Arnie going down, what happened was, when Arnie went down, I gave her a speech probably about an hour before or hour and a half before she went down, and we just enjoyed a moment together going there, just saying, mate, have the best time. You've always wanted this as that little girl that's been, in Tasmania. Like, just enjoy this, and I love you, buddy. Just get up there, and, we're going to love you at the end of this. Everybody will. Just go up and be Arnie. So it wasn't like I needed to give her this massive speech. That was an hour before to rev her up.
So much work had been done. So in the race, Dean, and to your eye, you would understand it better than most. When did you know? When did you know that she was going to win it?
That's a very good question, because you see, if you watch the race again, I thought when Arnie made the move, and she, there was the last 150 for us, right? So it was from 250 to 400. And when I saw Arnie make the move and made it very well, and then she turned just behind her with 100 to go, so she really closed the gap. I thought, oh, we're on here. Now we've got a really good shot. And I thought maybe Katie just, spilled her milk a little bit, but she didn't. That's why she's regarded as the GOAT. That's why she's just an unbelievable champion. She just fought. Like, she came back in 29.1. Her fastest speed she's ever come back is 28.8 when she broke the world record in Rio. And she fought, mate. She fought. Yeah. She's unbelievable. Like, Katie is unbelievable. And there is no fierce rivalry between the two of them. They're actually quite close. They were so respectful. Like, Katie came up and said, "Well done, coach," and the way she treats Arnie, she's a true champion of our sport, mate. So I just hope that no one thinks that there's this massive rivalry. It isn't. It's just these two great, humble girls that happen to get the best out of each other.
And it was brilliant for us all to be able to watch. Dean, so are you an Ultimate Warrior fan? Did I hear? Is that true?
Mate, he's my favourite. He's my favourite. It was a very sad day when he died. I just loved him when I was a young boy. My brother, my older brother Ryan, and my younger brother Troy were wrestling fans, and I can't remember who they liked, but I was the Ultimate Warrior. I just loved his intensity. I think it sort of mixed, matched my personality. My brother even made characters regarding the Ultimate Warrior to myself. When we were growing up, we used to wrestle every weekend, put the beds on the ground, and do the entrance and everything. So I actually didn't think of him at that moment, but I just lost it, mate. Like, that was just 5 years of. It's hard. How can I explain it to the audience? Like, you've patched out this plan, and to see it unfold at our elite competition. Like, there's nothing bigger. We can't go, like, Arnie can't now represent Earth against Mars. No. That is the biggest for us. And to see that take fold was, I just completely lost it.
So in this world, Dean, there are always critics. So the Americans are a bit critical of you. Are you aware of that? Are you bothered by that at all?
Yes, mate. No, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Like, I think one thing that drives me is doubt, I doubt the whole time, but I need that doubt. I need that doubt because it fires me up. Like, I need people saying, they can't do it, or they're not that good, or that doubt stirs me. It fuels my fire. Without that, I don't get the creative juices flowing. I don't get that determination. So doubt and having people probably Americans probably dislike me is completely fine. But I've got a lot of American coaches and the swimmers, really, really supportive. So they know how good Arnie is and what a lovely girl she is. And, but I don't mind that at all, actually. Yep. Bring that on, that's fine.
There's still so much more that's possible at these games, Dean, but I was just wondering, did you have, on one of the bus rides or whatever, did you have the moments together to mark that achievement in the 400?
So I waited with Arnie right to the end. It was a massive day. Like, she would have got to the pool at around about 8:30. She had a race when she, adventures became this huge circus once she won. She still had to go and do doping control, and doping control takes a long time. She still had to swim down. She still had to go and do a massage and a flush out with the massage. She then had to go and get some food because she was missing that. She needed to restore the energy. She then had to go and do a press conference. She had other media to do. I quickly tried to go and do the other media, so she wouldn't have had to do it. But the time she got home to the village was 3:00. So I just waited for the end. She had to be back at the pool at around 5:30. She had to be back on the bus at 5:00. So there was just no rest for her.
Yeah.
We just sat on the bus together right at the back, basically squeezed in the two seats right at the back. And it was the first time I actually went with the race plan. The actual stats of the race with her.
Yep.
And it was just brief. I just showed and I said, well done, blah, blah, blah. But we still missed this. We didn't do it right. in the beginning. The last 200 was perfect. But this beginning part here, and she goes, oh, yeah. And then we just sat down and just the two of us just had a laugh and a giggle. It's been 5 years. We're thick as thieves. We're close. And we just, had a laugh and a giggle, like, about just other stuff and how good has this just been here and just watching this unfold.
Yeah. Dean, beautiful. Hey, where will the medal be over the next few days before she's able to leave and bring it all home?
I believe someone's taken it and put it in a safe.
Okay.
I haven't even seen it. But it's interesting because she, we've just got to make sure she's recovering for this. She's got a huge program still to go. So trying to manage that, control the emotions, just follow the process, and just be able to go again. If we can just get it through this morning unscathed, then she's got 24 hours to restore again. This morning is critical because she'll be tired.
Yes, yeah, and that's understandable.
I'm coming up to find a good old Ultimate Warrior prep tour for her.
Beautiful. I hope someone films this.
Can I just apologise?
Go on.
Can I just apologise too to the audience about the mask? I lost it in that moment, and I ripped the mask off, and you know, it probably didn't look very good, and I just don't want people to think that I did that on purpose. I was just overexcited, and yeah, that was the first thing that came out so I could express myself. So yep. I need to apologise, because I know that people in Australia are doing it really tough.
I reckon we'll forgive you, Dean, because you've given us all something back here to get some pure joy out of, and that was the overall reaction. Congratulations to you both, and we can't wait to see what happens next.
No, thank you very much, and thank you to the support of the Australians, and hopefully we can give another moment to the guys in, you know, the isolation, to get up on the couch and cheer, and we're all thinking of you guys back home. All the Olympic team, we understand, you know, the passion that we have for Australia. You know, we're trying to make sure that we show it here at Tokyo for all the, you know, all the fans and the people back home, the Australians who are doing it tough. You know, we feel for them.
Terrific, Dean. Really appreciate it. Good luck for the next few days.
Thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate it. Thanks for your support.